Hey everybody, today is March 12th. Brian here, quantlabs.net. Just want to let you know I have officially cleared my house, so I am able to focus back on all this content that you like to get via podcasting. I'm also mentioning in the last one that podcasting seems to be a better venue for me than YouTube, thanks to the pretty low, pathetic view count I get on there, even though I do get probably 20% of likes of the low views, and the algo just completely dismisses that. Anyways, so let's get into this topic. I found this article yesterday, actually, from the blog at quantinsti.com. It's price action trading strategies, algo trading, and Python. So this one goes and focuses on price action trading. If you're like me, you set up automated trading system, depending upon your position horizon, time horizon. Price action may be important to you just due to the fact of, especially if you're trading on something like an hourly basis, like I am. So there's a couple of article topics covered here. I'm gonna probably try to offer my own opinion on it. Usually these kind of articles are quite good, but a lot of people want to hear your own opinion on it. So this is it. So in this article, it's covering, well, let me just go through it. So it's price action. What is price action? I'm not going to do that. A lot of people know how to use search engines for that. Popularity of price action trading. So this is no longer investing, not like long-term investing. This is more the equivalent of day trading, intraday trading. And I let my, because I'm using TradingView to generate signals, and I'm using my Python to execute those signals. So I have a course on that. You can know about it by getting in touch with me personally. There's a couple of ways to do it. You can reach out on my Discord. I'll put the link in there in this podcast description. Also, if you want to know what I'm trading actively, I have my Substack as well. So again, that will be in this description as well. And the last thing is my email list is probably the most effective. So you get more notifications on these type of topics, which I'm going to, as I said, ramp up more, hopefully daily. All right. So the price action is important, and there's different strategies here. So let me take a look at that. Simplicity and clarity, they're versatile across markets, empowerment and control, flexibility in strategy. There's some really good advantages with both of them. If what I'm trying to do, and a lot of people don't appear to want to use TradingView, but I think as more and more people get exposed to it, they end up liking it and wanting to stay in the world of TradingView because of the community, the availability of the Pine scripts. Like there's over 100,000 in the open source world, meaning you get the source code. So that enables you to give you the empowerment control mention. The versatility across markets is, a lot of the times, if you're generating something like a simple moving average, that can be applied to any market or asset class, is what they're referring to here. And the flexibility in the strategy, if you start learning to code yourself, especially on the automation side and readjusting both in the Python and TradingView, it just gives you, as it says here, the flexibility in the strategy that you develop and use and execute. So there's different types of strategies it says here on this QuantInsti article. There's support and resistance. That can be really good for mean reverting, for simple mean reverting, meaning a good example is, let me think here, Forex as an example. Some large Forex pairs, let's say Euro, USD, they may not trend, but they may go into a mean reverting or a flat line or a sideways market. So that's where your mean reverting strategies can really come into play. And one way to do it is, again, it says here, resistance and support. That's a simple way. There's also trend following, which I like, which is just following long-term upward momentum and knowing when to get out in the downtrends. So that's what I currently do. I've heard BlackRock have their own strategies for the different market regimes that they trade in, and that's what I got to expand on in my own diverse realm of strategy development. The other way is you have your candlestick patterns. So you're looking at the different types of candlesticks. There can be some truth to it. Marabouzu is a very popular one that's reliable. Some of these other ones I got here, Spinning Top, Shooting Star, Hammer, Doji. I don't know if they can be really used purely because other factors that drive these could be macroeconomic events, you know, all sorts of other things, supply and demand that you're not seeing. And then there's a breakout trading, which I guess is more what I'm doing as well. When we're looking for the breakout, we see certain, well, I like to call them instruments, be it whatever ETF stock or crypto, what I'm currently trading. And you know that it could break out. So that is based upon my scanning, what comes up, but it's still low volatile and it's probably not going to beat the market. But it's low volatility for like a kind of market we're in right now where there's more downward pressure, more volatile pressure. So the breakout is good when you have added something to your active watch list, ready to trade when the market condition allows. And it could be driven by, again, these candlesticks as an example. And if there is a breakout, it will put a position on as well. To me, the range trading is similar to what they have here with the support and resistance. So that's kind of one of the same, I guess. There's a multiple, there are people that will, when they go out and learn all this high price education, they'll learn this multiple time analysis. You really can't do that with I guess you could do it theoretically with PineScript, where you have, let's say, a daily chart, a weekly price chart, and if certain factors overlay each other, and then there's a signal that comes out of that, you could theoretically trade that. And that's what a lot of the high valued educational really focuses on, the multi time frame. So yeah, you could make money there. And yeah, so this is a good article. They see here confirmation techniques for the entry and exit. Remember, there's two aspects to a trading strategy, or a bot, as the young'uns like to call it. You have an entry, which in itself is a strategy, and then you have a second strategy, which is the exit. So you got to remember that. That's all part of this price action. So these are some of the other entry and exit techniques. Okay. So you would have one for your entry, then you have one for your exit. These are some of the breakout, candlestick confirmation, trailing stop for exits. That's a popular one. Another one is using average true range as well for the exit as well. I find that the entry is the easy one. It's the exit that's the problem. That's the biggest challenge because you have a probability. If you see either price line that you already have an open position on, and it starts to sort of flatline and it starts to kind of go down. For me, when you use probability, chances are it's probably going to go down. So you want to just close out the position. It's very hard to do that in the world of crypto because there's really no story behind crypto, especially even in Bitcoin. Bitcoin can have correlations around things like price, the US dollar. It can also have a correlation around one of the major US stock indices. And then on its own, it could have its own independent, well, it's not correlated to anything at all. And then at the same time, it could be correlated around what's happening in the global economy. Like right now, why is it going up? It's because of what's happening in the global markets, where there's a lot of challenges, national debt. So they are using Bitcoin as a digital gold. So that's another reason why crypto can move. So you have to factor all of these concepts together. Okay, so this is a very simplistic way to use price action analysis. This is important because, again, for me, you can use Python 100% for a trading bot strategy, but you're denying yourself easy backtesting capabilities, because if you're using TradingView, let's just push a couple of buttons and you get your backtesting. And it's more professional, and the data acquisition is very important here. Because again, this is coming from the world 100% Python. So here they're mentioning Y Finance and Alpha Vantage as sources that you can use for data, and it is free. The data is kind of trash because especially with Yahoo, they don't factor in the gaps. You won't see this again in Python. This is the disadvantage of using Python when it comes to, as it says here, and I stressed, price action analysis. Let me repeat, not price action, but the analysis of price action. That's what we're focusing on right now. That's why I use TradingView, because you can see all of what I just mentioned, the weaknesses are all there in TradingView. And you don't have to be a programmer to even know how to do that. So we are not getting in Python, but you'll see TradingView instantly, as you'll be able to see if whatever you're interested in trading has enough liquidity in the asset itself. Let's say you're trading on an hourly basis. Usually what I find is if the asset doesn't have enough liquidity, if it's going to get hit on a downside or drawdown, it's going to draw down very quickly because there's not enough support there to keep the price in place. But with highly liquid instruments, like in my case, small unknown ETF provider versus the equivalent of a Vanguard, you know, Vanguard brings liquidity just based upon the name itself. That's one of the important elements that you will not see in Python. And for people not want to spend the $20, $60 a month on TradingView, they're missing out. And they're probably going to lose a lot more money if they did spend money on TradingView. They would probably save themselves a lot of money that they will lose depending upon their account size. So again, that's the first step is data acquisition. Next step is data processing. Again, you don't have to do this with TradingView. It's all done for you. And then you have to plot it. And you're going to miss the liquidity, seeing that instantly. Let's see what else we have here. All right. So this is an important one. They're not mentioning, like, I don't believe in backtesting, killing yourself on backtesting. But it's nice to be able to use that you get with any strategy that's developed in PineScript on TradingView. You can run it over a period of time, over a certain time frame, and get what they call profit factor. The profit factor is critical. It's not more than one. I'm higher than one, and you ain't going to hear it from me here on a podcast. If you don't get a certain factor, a profit factor, you're basically not choosing the best of the best asset, which if you get, like, I don't know, 50 or 100 different gold ETFs presented in front of you, you may think that automatically Vanguard or a BlackRock ETF or an iShares ETF is good enough. It's not. There might be some smaller unknown providers that have liquidity but have better performance, all because you just push a button and you can see the profit factor that TradingView gives you. That's a form of backtesting. But you get it right away so you can move on to the next asset to know which one is the top performer in that asset class that you're interested in. Very, very critical if you want to make money in this business. And more importantly, you don't want to lose money. If you're going to be cheap in this business, you will lose money. That's a guarantee. So that instant view of the backtesting, at least being able to see the profit factor is important. I'd say it's critical. The next set of steps here are tools in Python for price action analysis. Again, that's what the PineScript gives you. And as I said, you have over 100,000 different, probably open source PineScript scripts that you could choose to get you through this. And you can easily see all your indicators that you want. So then it says here, this is for Python. Important resistance analysis for Python. Then you have to draw the support and resistance itself. Then you have to draw the trend lines for your analysis. And that's just the basics. That's just for one chart. As I said, if you have 100 different gold ETFs to pick, which ones do you choose that give you the ultimate performance? You will not be able to do this very easily with Python. But with TradingView, you do get that. And I know about 25% of you out there in my audience are using TradingView. That is who I'm addressing here. Okay, so there you can see now the price action from what I'm seeing here with the candlesticks. As I said, the candlesticks don't mean a whole lot. Here it's mentioning you look for doji, hammer, bearish, engulfing. No offense to these guys. These are what the amateurs do. But there are, as I said, if you're into the candlesticks, what the insiders are using is just look at Amerabuzu. You probably find better predictive analysis with that. volume analysis. Okay, this is important, but you won't see it. Like you get your price line and then you get your volume analysis. That's not good enough. You have to see in the candles if there's a solid bar at each step on a lower frequency. So if you're looking at an hourly, you can guarantee with the free data, the lowest you'll get is maybe 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. But again, with trading theory, you can go right down to 1 second. So if you eventually want to go into the futures market, options market, you would like to know on a 1 second time frame which ones are liquid. And you get access to, as I've said before, futures data within your TradingView account. If it's the CBOE or the ICE out of Europe. So from here, this is where the article ends.
Is it?
No. So now they talk about Fibonacci retracement strategy. Listen, I've done Fibonacci. Here's the problem with Fibonacci is usually you're going to look for entry points in the golden ratio, as I mentioned here. I'll put the link here. So you look for this golden ratio at 61.8%. That's your entry. And that's the most significant Fibonacci retracement level. It suggests a strong retracement in price, often seen as a reversal point where the trend may change direction. So it may change. That's one problem. And when you, let's say, decide to put an entry on in that range, you could still lose money. And then if you wait the next level, you may miss out on that opportunity. This is the problem with Fibonacci. Not saying it's useless, just exclusively working with it is the hard part. Okay, so now it talks about maximum minimum price, calculating the Fibonacci retracement levels. This is actually a really good article for Fibonacci analysis in Python. That's fine. But again, you don't have to kill yourself and blow your brain out to get to this point with TradingView. All for, let's say, $60 a month? Like, come on. So here we have risk management techniques for price action trading. They're talking about position sizing, stop loss order, take profit target, risk reward, trailing stop, and diversification, risk assessment, and adaptation. Now, I think what I'm thinking of the macroeconomic will probably fall under risk assessment and adaptation. Diversification we know about. The other ones you most likely know about. But most of that can be easily done in my case. If you get a signal that it could be a buy for an entry, you can do this type of analysis in Python. You probably may be able to do it in HindScript, but you're going to be limited because, let's face it, HindScript is limited, but you can still do it in Python where you're not limited and you can apply your AI techniques using all the popular packages like TensorFlow and Torch and all that if you wanted to do that in Python. So here's some of the stakes, and I wholeheartedly agree with this, a whole long list. Overcomplicating analysis, that is from the successful million-plus traders I talk to. They keep it simple. Lack of patience where, again, they just take something off the internet, apply it live, and they lose money. Ignoring risk management, over-leverage, chase the market. Well, I'll kind of do that. Ignore market context, emotional decision-making. I could go on about that another podcast. Lack of continuous learning. That's true. You don't want to stop. That's why I do these podcasts. And once I build up my community, specifically my Discord, I'd like to hear about people's thoughts there in Discord. Failing to adapt, impatience with trade management, and neglecting backtesting analysis. Well, I've already talked about that. So here they have a bunch of frequently asked questions. Is price action profitable? Yes. It can help save you from losing a lot of money. How to learn price action trading? I think this is one article to start with, but truthfully, the only real way to do it is trading yourself, not simulate the trading, but just start with small accounts, start with a small, tiny account, and feel the pain of those losses. Well, that's the real driver of it all. Here, there are some other steps they suggest here. Educate yourself, practice, but you have to practice live with live money. Observe the market, seek mentorship, review and refine. I agree with those all together. So there's a conclusion here, blah, 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 blah. And again, that's from the folks at Quant Insti. my views. I could go on and on about stuff like this, but I'm going to leave it at that. As I said, I've got my Discord link in there. We just broke through 200 people. I'd like to get over 1,000 so we can be discovered on Discord itself to get the Discord server even more popular. The more people, the better, obviously. The Substack is doing well. We got over 2,000 people in there. So that's where I'm showing you what I trade. There is a paid component if you want to know the specifics, but I'm trying to keep up with weekly free articles on the Substack, but you generally won't get a lot in there. But just to give you a highlight of what I'm doing, I mean, the podcast is pretty good. As it said, YouTube's becoming a useless step for me. So YouTube may not be a big deal for me. I don't stress on it, but we'll leave it at that. Yeah, get on my email list as well. You can get some free technical books while you're at it. And we'll leave it at that. And thanks for listening, and good luck.